All right, big question for you. Have you baked any Anzac biscuits today? How did they turn out? Do you prefer them soft or crunchy? This is a big thing. So many questions, and here to answer them is culinary historian and author Ali Reynolds. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be on.
Let's settle this. Are they cookies or biscuits?
Never cookies.
No, they're not. No. It's not a cookie.
Biscuits is what they are.
Now, tell me, just let's get a bit of history on the Anzac biscuit. Where did it start? When did we kind of first start consuming these delicious biscuits?
Well, actually, I took it back rather than try and work out when it started. And I looked back, like you do on Who Do You Think You Are? And I've traced the biscuit through the method of making and the ingredients used to 1747 at the moment.
So who came up with the recipe then?
Well, it was in a book called The Art of Cooking Made Plain and Easy by a lady, and that lady was Hannah Glass. And she was around before Mrs. Beaton. So, and it was the method of making that took us back there, because the origin of the biscuit has always thought to have lied with the Scottish oat cake, actually. But it's more in tune with the melting method, and the melting method takes us back there, because the oat cake is baked very differently, made differently, and the only common ingredient is the ingredient of oats, and the fact that they neither biscuits had eggs in, which was probably why people thought that they, and being oats, they thought Scottish, and Scottish bakers are well known for their prowess in the kitchen. So that's where people have naturally thought the biscuit came from.
Has the recipe changed much over time?
Oh, well, it's had a few additions, and it seems to have an awful lot these days. It seems everyone wants to tweak the Anzac biscuit. The original recipe, since 1915, the one that came out once it was named Anzac biscuit, that didn't actually have coconut in, and that was one of the things that made me start looking at this. Who put the coconut in the Anzac biscuit? It's one of the chapters I look at, and it wasn't in till a decade after Gallipoli.
Really? I think it needs the coconut,
and
don't you?
It's so much part of everyone knows it with coconut, because it's a really key ingredient these days.
You can't have it without the coconut.
I agree. It does add that good texture.
Oh, delicious. So tell me.
In the book, I talk about it so you can read about my theories about why coconut was added.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Let me just get you on this. I mean, you talked about there's lots of additions to it now. What are some of those additions to the Anzac biscuits? And which are the ones that you think are just criminal, just should be, you know, absolutely made
well,
illegal?
Well, you know, I am a culinary historian, so I have to say I'm a bit of a pedant when it comes to respecting the integrity of a recipe, which is a classic. And I also accept that a lot of wartime recipes would have been pretty austere. So, you know, sometimes an egg or extra egg or more butter and sugar would have been a great idea. It does improve a recipe. But when you start changing the ingredients so that you're ending up with a different product, somebody asked me the other day, what did I think of using macadamia oil in an Anzac biscuit? Well, by all means, go ahead. By all means, use these additions, but I don't think they should be called Anzac biscuits. And sometimes a lot of people add citrus to it, and I suspect that's probably because they want to counteract the sweetness of the biscuit, because, boy, it is a sweet biscuit.
That's why it's good.
You don't have to add so much sugar, and it won't spoil it.
No. But really, citrus feels wrong. Now, let's have the all-important conversation. In fact, I made Anzac biscuits today with my kids. They begged me, so I did it. I know, I'm amazing. Should they be soft or should they be crunchy?
Sorry?
Should they be soft or should they be crunchy? Because we made soft ones. Was that the right call?
It's the eternal question, and I think it doesn't matter which you make, because no matter what recipe you follow, you will find that the beautiful thing about Anzacs is they're never the same twice. And I think that whether you prefer a crispy or crunchy one to a chewy one really depends on what you were brought up with. You know, because if you associate Anzac biscuits with making them with the family or grandma or someone, then those are the ones you're going to hanker after. Mm. And, you know, if your grandma was a show cook, they have to be crispy for show cookery. They have to snap. So, you know, those would have been the ones that you would have got attached to. So I don't think it matters. And in the book, I give a recipe how to make them crunchy and how to make them chewy, so that there's some tips there to getting that result.
So what is the secret to the perfect Anzac biscuit?
Well, having a cup of tea with it, I would say.
Mm.
I was at the dawn service this morning and everyone was there with their mugs of tea and their Anzacs and dunking them, of course. And so, you know, I think that's a good secret to an Anzac. But do you mean the ingredients that you add or
yeah,
the
just
method?
Something that you do that just
oh,
nails
well,
it every
you
time.
Thing you can do. First of all, get the oven temperature right. Remember the old-fashioned recipes weren't fan-forced ovens. They didn't have any oven temperatures. So, and the other thing is use the right tablespoon measure because tablespoons were larger back then as well. And a lot of recipes call for one tablespoon. And I would recommend you make sure it's a 20ml one. And there's another tip I'll give, and that is if you want them crunchy, then take them out of the oven about 3 or 4 minutes before they're cooked and just press them down gently on the tops. But don't use your hands because they'll be really hot. I use a metal cup measure. The back of it, and just press them down gently, and that spreads them out a little bit more. You put them back in the oven for probably 3 or 4 more minutes, and then when you take them out, you leave them on the baking sheet until they go cold, and that extra time on the oven helps crispen them up.
Oh, delicious.
On the baking sheet, I mean.
Oh, I love an Anzac biscuit.
So has that helped? Did you end up baking crispy or chewy?
They were chewy, and look,
lovely.
They're that's pretty much all eaten as well, which is a little sad, but look, that's okay. The kids went through them, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Ellie, thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on.
Ellie Reynolds is a culinary historian and author. Did you make any Anzac biscuits today? 0418 226 576 is the text line. Do you like them crunchy or do you like them soft? I actually do prefer them soft. I do. Too much crunch just means I lose a tooth. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.